Let us come closer, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana li khairil adyan. Inna dina inna Allah in Islam. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. May yahdillahu fala mudhillalah. Wa may yudlilu fala hadiyalah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa shafi'ana wa nabiyyana wa murshidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa atqiyaihi. Fabaraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Wa ma atakumur rasulu fakhudhu wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu. Wa qala nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Qila wa may aba ya rasulullah. Qal man ata'ani dakhala al-janna wa man asani faqad aba. Oh, kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah, respected elders and brothers, once again we thank and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom through his infinite grace and mercy has made us all the reciters of that pure and beautiful kalimatul tayyibah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We make dua that Allah ta'ala keep us on iman, Allah ta'ala take us with iman, Allah ta'ala raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman that is matlub in Allah, iman that is desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, we know generally the program this morning, the Saturday morning, is about 20 minutes. So if I tell like someone that from now 20 minutes is 25 to 8, then everyone is looking. Everyone will say, but no, it's 25 to 7. It's only 1 hour difference. Only to add that 1 hour becomes such a chaos, such a problem, commitments. People got things to do, people have to travel, people have to go here, people have to go there. But I can't rectify that 1 hour. Let's say make maaf, it's not one an hour, 20 minutes, it's just 20 minutes. But respected elders and brothers, just adding 1 hour creates so much chaos. Imagine that one Allah, we just add one thing to that one Allah. That La ilaha illallah, no one is worthy of worship illallah. No one is a doer, no one has done, no one is doing, no one will do. No one is in control, no one was in control, no one is in control except one Allah. And now we add one to that. What that one Allah added? Just one, a shop. Or I just added one, my profession. Or just one, my degree. Or just one, I added one more thing, I. What chaos that will cause? Chaos of the heart. Chaos of incorrect yakin. Pressure, difficulties, problems. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikrillah. In the remembrance of Allah, remembering Allah, accepting this one Allah, tatmainul qulub, in that is contentment of the heart. And then if a person just added that one, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ, that person who's turned his back on Allah, turned the back on one, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ, then that person got problems and problems and problems and problems. That's why this whole fikr, this whole gathering, this whole going out on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dawat dene se iman banega. By giving the dawat of the greatness of those one Allah, that yaqeen will be made. And Nabi alayhi salam told us solution to the problem, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. O people, say La ilaha illallah, you'll become successful. In this La ilaha illallah, in the yaqeen in Allah, ta'alluq with Allah, with the greatness of Allah, with the azmat of Allah, with the kibriyai of Allah, with the grandeur of Allah, Allah has kept the solution to the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are encouraged, read Surah Yasin. Every morning Allah will make your whole day's work easy. Again, if you just look at Surah Yasin, what Allah is telling us in Surah Yasin, Alam yarau, awalam yarau. Do you not see? Do they not see? See what? Allah is showing us His azmat. Wa ayatul lahumul ardul mayta. Wa ayatul lahumul layl. So many signs of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is mentioning in Surah Yasin. And when we are encouraged every morning, read Surah Yasin. Why in that is our dawat? In there also, in this whole Surah Yasin, that story of that person that came running from the corner, from the kinar of the town, about Dawud. But besides that Dawud, Allah is teaching us how to link ourselves with Allah, to recognize that Allah. To every day to remind ourselves that La ilaha illallah, no one is worthy of worship, no one is doing, no one has done, no one can do, illallah. To negate everything. To negate everything and only put Allah in front of us. And the Surah Yasin is teaching us that the dead land, one of the signs of Allah, when that land is dead, Allah brings it back to life. Only Allah can do. The changing of the seasons, the changing of the monsoons, in whose control? We might say that the winter came and it killed all the grass, killed all the plants, killed all of crop, killed everything. But when that monsoon and that season changes, then everything comes back to life. Who is the doer? It got nothing to do with the monsoon. It got nothing to do with the seasons. It got nothing to do with that calendar. La ilaha illallah. It's only Allah. One of the signs of Allah is that day, that night, when Allah Ta'ala just slices away that night, that brightness from the day. Commentators mention like how you skin an animal. Everyone saw skinning of the animal in Qurbani. How you skin that animal and that skin comes out and now you only see the meat. Allah skins and Allah cuts and Allah cuts the darkness out of that night, and then Allah brings down the day, brings the day. Who can do? No one else. Allah is telling us in Quran, Kula ra'aytum. If Allah has made day till the day of Qiyamah, man illa, which Allah is there? Who is there? Which deity? Which shop? Which job? Which profession? Which degree? Which scientist? Who's there that can bring day? And if Allah has made day till the day of Qiyamah, then who's there to bring night? So the Surah Yasin, respected Allah's brothers, when you are encouraged to read, is not just being told to read, Surah Yasin. Why? Allah wants something from us. That daily, correct your yaqeen, daily. Every morning read that Surah Yasin, so your ta'alluq with Allah is increased. Every morning you are realizing the signs of Allah and you're looking at the power of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala talks in Surah Yasin about the animals. Allah made that animals, and the same animals are there for you to ride, and the same animals are there for you to eat. وَذَلَّلْنَا. Then Allah humbled those animals in front of us. Qurbani came, Qurbani went. Qurbani came and Qurbani went, and all that animals in front of us, and how we slaughtered it. Like those respected elders and brothers, the Surah Yasin, Allah is talking so many, telling us so many things about Him. Why daily? Because in the same Surah Yasin, وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّور, Allah Ta'ala takes our attention to Akhirat. As I mentioned, we could rectify that 1 hour and 1 hour 20 minutes. But when that trumpet will be blown, and everyone runs from the qabr towards Allah, then there's no rectification. Then you can't correct incorrect yaqeen. If we added that one in this dunya, finish, gone. What Allah we added that shop, what Allah we added that profession, what Allah we added that degree, what Allah we added this person, this thing and that thing. When we go in front of Allah, when we're standing in front of Allah, kalla, there's no comeback. Now it's between us and Allah. What yaqeen? In a qabr, when Allah will ask, when that malaika will ask us, Mar Rabbuk? Who was your Rabb? Then what are we going to say in that qabr? My Rabb was Allah, my Rabb was this, my Rabb was one. What? We know what will happen. There'll be chaos in the qabr. In this world, if there is chaos, we can correct it, rectify it. But in that qabr, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when that qabr will close on a person, when one rub, the rubs from one side will go into the rubs of the other side and crush. That chaos, can we undo that chaos? Can we rectify that chaos? That problem, that difficulties, can we correct it there? Too late. Too late. That's why Allah is making, putting our attention in Surah Yasin also. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُم مِّنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Akhirat, keep Akhirat in front of us. So daily when we wake up to read that Surah Yasin, why at any moment, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will have to taste of that. La yastakhiruna wa la yastakdimun. Not 1 minute, not 1 second, not a split second earlier or delayed will the mort of a person comes to that person. So every day to be ready. To be ready to what? What is death? Death is just hovering over our heads, just waiting. When the command will come to snatch, to take us away, to just take one soul away. Last week we had an incident. In the morning that person spoke to everyone that came, he was at the school at Siratulak, and within 2-3 hours a message came, he's gone, passed away. So respected elders and brothers, the Surah Yasin that's there for us daily, let us read it. Let us now and then take the translation and see the translation, what Allah is telling us, so that daily our yaqeen with Allah is corrected. For every moment our yaqeen with Allah is corrected. So in case maut comes on that day, inshallah we'll die with correct yaqeen. And when that question is asked in our qabr, mar rabbuk, then Rabbi Allah is very easy to come on our tongues. For this to become a reality, that's why those jamaats are going out on the part of Allah. Our elders are telling us, Dawat dene se benega. Give Dawat. Daily, whatever we read, whatever we listen to, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the kibriyah of Allah, whoever you meet, talk to them about Allah. One is that our own akhirat, our own yaqeen. And what about the yaqeen of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi that had a large, a big heart. Big, the whole ummah was in that heart. Not only the ummah in his time, till the day of Qiyamah. Wallahi ma arda walau kana wa'idatu min ummati finnar. Oh, kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah's qasama will never be happy if one ummati of mine also go to Jahannam. That Nabi with that big heart. And we are the recitals of that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the followers of that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi that was the Habib of Allah, the beloved of Allah, the most loved to Allah. The skies has never seen a personality like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nor did the earth see a personality like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fortunate are we, that we from that ummah. And because of being the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, benefits upon benefits upon benefits. This effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a benefit, is a virtue for us, because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So respected elders and brothers, that Nabi is worry and cry and fikr. That how we are worried about our akhirat, our yaqeen, our ta'aluk with Allah, our amals, our deen. This heart has to be so big, that the yaqeen and the deen of every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become my pain, my concern, my worry. How that person, those people in that country, people of that country, people of that location, people of that area, how one person from those areas, the yaqeen can be corrected in the zat and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ta'aluk with Allah is corrected. The ta'aluk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is corrected. The life on deen. So when they die on deen. With the qabr, life is comfortable, successful. And akhirat is success upon success. That worry, respected elders and brothers, has to come. That pain has to come in our hearts. And this will come when we will see the condition of the ummah, when we will walk in a part of Allah, when we will move in a part of Allah. And then we will realize what this ummah is. Who is this ummah? Where people never hear the name of Allah for so long, never hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for so long. People that never came to the masjid for so long. Respected elders and brothers, this worry, this will come when we are going a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how our elders are telling us. Move in a part of Allah, walk in a part of Allah. Meet one person, knock at the door of one house, knock in the heart of one person. And that will be our benefit. The target must be us. That my iman, by me giving dawat, by going to a person to give him dawat, is an opportunity for me to speak about Allah so my iman can increase. My ta'alluq with Allah can increase. Imagine I'm a servant of Allah and I don't speak about Allah. I'm a servant of Allah, I don't listen to the talks of Allah. I don't take the name of Allah, I don't give dawah towards the name of Allah, and I don't even hear the name of Allah. What servant of Allah are we? To create this love in our hearts, to create this ta'alluq with Allah in our hearts, that's why you have to give this dawah. And every day to test this level of our iman. What level of our iman? How far is it? The test of iman is salah. The test of iman is salah. How powerful am I with salah? What's my ta'alluq with salah? Am I ready when that muazzin is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that I leave everything? As you mentioned, that one next to Allah, am I leaving that one? Am I leaving that one? Only come towards that one Allah. Fafirru ilallah. To come towards that Allah, to stand in front of that Allah, to talk to Allah, communicate with Allah, bow in front of Allah, make sajda, prostrate in front of Allah. That's why the test of that iman is that salah. And the salah, the more we rectify our salah, that's how Mulana Ibrahim Sahib is emphasizing ilm, knowledge. That salah becomes correct. Correct salah, correct tilawat, correct ruku, correct sajda, correct takbir-e-tahrima, everything correct. What a zikr, why? When that zikr will be made, we'll give dhyan in that salah. When the salah will come correct, that will help us to strengthen our iman. The test of iman is salah, but salah will help us to safeguard our iman, protect our iman, and strengthen our iman. You got everything to do with iman. Ta'alluq with Allah. That's why we, in our busy schedule, respected elders and brothers, we can be how busy we are. We can be who we are, what we are, wherever we are. We have to perform salah. What's so hard that we are finding time for salah? Just make that salah correct. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read namaz like our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read his salah. That's why just to find the time, learn the masail of deen. That's how elders are telling us, sit for ta'lim also, ta'lim in the masjid, and establish this ta'lim at home. Why? To listen what Allah is going to give me for that salah, what Allah is going to give me for my zikr, what Allah is going to give me for my tilawat, what Allah is going to give me for striving the path of Allah. What we are working for, what we are going out in the morning for, everyone is going here, there, why? Because of something. End of the month, to sort out our bills, to sort out our rent, lights, water. So that's what Allah is telling us in this. Nabi alayhi salam is telling us in this fazail, ta'lim of fazail. What Allah is going to give us with that shock, with that raghbat, with that desire, I do this amal. Istizar, fazail ke istizar. What Allah is going to give me for this year? And that also is linked to yaqeen. Why when I go to the shop and that extra one that I'm adding, sometimes I can see that benefit. Seeing is deceiving. But when you're sitting in that fazail of ta'lim of fazail and Allah is going to give me this, Allah is going to wipe my sins out, Allah is going to give me 10 rewards for every letter, etc., etc. Now we can't see. Now we can't see the rewards. And then iman comes into play. Allah is saying it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it. It's truthful, it's 100% correct. Again, that ta'lim is making our iman. We might be just sitting and listening. We think we are just listening to some virtues. But the end result of that is correcting our yaqeen with Allah. That Allah is going to give me this, and I have yaqeen that Allah is going to give me this. Allah is powerful, Allah is mighty, Allah is great. Allah is in control of everything. And Allah is going to give it to me. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Part of iman is to believe in the unseen. Then when we come for that salah, we're not just coming for something kokla, something empty. We're coming for that salah because I got yaqeen. Allah is going to give me something from that salah. Allah is going to give me something for my standing, for my ruku, for my sajda, for my jalsa, every posture of mine. But together with those respected elders and brothers, the hukukul ibad, the rights of this insaniyat, the rights of mankind, they are the creation of Allah, they are the creatures of Allah, they are the servants of Allah, the bandas and bandis of Allah. One is to look after the needs of this world, to help them, That's part of Iman, part of Islam. Part of that heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that pain, one pain, person's pain to become our pain. One person's hunger to become our hunger. One person's thirst to become our thirst. That worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one person will be successful, dunya, qabr and akhirat. How we are worried about our deen and our qabr and our akhirat, our comfort of dunya, qabr and akhirat. To have that worry and fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the comfort of the entire insaniyat till the day of qiyamah, dunya, qabr and akhirat. And as the servants of Allah, as the servants of Allah, to become the obedient servants of Allah, and become the, as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that worry, that pain, that cry, that gham in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that total deen to come alive in total mankind till the day of qiyamah. Because one of the questions in the qabr, ma deenuk, what was your deen? What religion did you follow? Which way of life did you follow? So this worry of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a worry, has to come the worry of every single person. That every person's deen comes correct. He has the correct deen. He practices the correct deen, the right deen. According to the Quran, according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because that's one of the questions in the qabr. And this has to become a reality in the male, in the female, the young, the old. That's how our elders are telling us, men's jamaat society in the part of Allah. 4 months parallel, 4 months foreign, 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, 2 months foreign countries, chilla, local, chillas. And then our neighboring countries, and then our 5 amals of the ingush, the outgush, the daily mulaqats, the daily fikr, the talim, respected elders and brothers, all this year is just to bring this a reality. Deen has to come in the men, and deen has to come in the ladies also. That's why jamaat sustrahu, mastura jamaat also sustrahu in the part of Allah. So let us all make niyat in our hearts, inshallah. In our first opportunity, inshallah, whatever takaza is there, I'm ready for any takaza, inshallah. We're all ready, inshallah. You know how Qurbani came and we made Qurbani of that animal. Now we make Qurbani of our nafs, we make Qurbani of our desires, our comforts, our luxuries. Make Qurbani of all these things, inshallah. Because Qurbani is not a one day, one thing, one day off thing. Or 2 days or 3 days. No. It's a lifelong. Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Till maut comes, then we have to carry on making the sacrifice and Qurbani. Being the servants of Allah, we don't compromise on any command of Allah. And being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dard, the deal, the pain of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, total deen to come alive in total mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So we're already inshallah. So who make niyat inshallah? The first tashkil, 4 months peddled in the part of Allah, walking in the part of Allah in all those different ilakas inshallah. Who make niyat inshallah? 4 months peddled in the part of Allah inshallah. MashaAllah. Allah accept inshallah. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh also inshallah. Those of us that never go, let us make niyat inshallah. Who's making niyat inshallah? To go 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. MashaAllah. What a whole jamaat inshallah. One boy just came back, mashallah. Allah will accept inshallah. Let us all make niyat inshallah. When the writing is between that pen and page, is lot takazas, lot ones there. Let's remove all those ones and just keep one Allah in front. That my goal is Allah. And the goal of the insaniyat is to be Allah.